Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, regular size Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So we got one film to talk about this week. It is the third in the Fallen series. Angel Has Fallen. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure thing. So Secret Service agent Mike Banning has been framed as the mastermind of an assassination attempt against his friend, the president.
Now this is Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart. Is Aaron Eckhart still in the series?
No, he's not. No, he's long gone, and it's now being led by Gerard Butler and Nick Nolte and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, all right. So this is a bit of a popcorn action flick. Am I correct in saying you haven't seen the previous entries in this film series, Kev?
I have not.
So that would be Olympus Has Fallen, which I... What was it? They took over the White House, I believe. Yeah. You know, terrorists took over the White House. Was it Aaron Eckhart? I'm getting the... Maybe,
yeah, it's the first one with Aaron Eckhart, yeah.
Okay, they're running around the White House trying to get away from the terrorists. Then yep. London has fallen. Mm-hmm. Whole city of London falls under terrorists. I mean, this is some army of terrorists that take over London. But this one involves... He himself has been accused of a crime against the president, and now, I guess, on the run from the other good guys.
Yes, he is. So it's a bit of a twist on the previous two films. And the movie itself, following on from the other two movies, or the reception from the other two movies, it's a very average movie. Like, if you're after a generic action, you know, Hollywood blockbuster, this is probably it. It's got a decent plot. I mean, it's a plot that's already been done before with... what's that Harrison Ford movie? The Fugitive, and as well as other Hollywood movies, you know, with the good guy on the run from the other good guys. But at the very least, it's got some really committed and decent acting from the whole cast.
I mean, really, I remember when the first one came out, Olympus Had Fallen, Has Fallen, it was... you know, really closely around the same time as the other one starring Jen and Channing Tatum.
White House Down.
You know, they both came up with the same idea, basically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how generic this whole film series is. That's the thing. I mean, it sort of seems like that the directors and so on have thought, you know, let's just make an average movie and that's good enough for us. And
yeah.
It's a bit of a shame, but I mean, it works. It's not a bad movie, but it's not exactly what I would call great anyway. But the downside is that... none of the action scenes are really that good. Well, not good, but really that outstanding. A lot of action scenes nowadays have to really come up with some out-of-the-box thinking when it comes to how they're going to frame action scenes and how they're going to make it bigger and crazier than the last action movie. But this one is content with truck chases and, you know, police, you know, piling up like the Blues Brothers. Also, as you can imagine, with the president being one of the main characters, it tries its hand at satirizing Trump, you know, basically like every other TV show and movie has done in the past 3 years.
Sure, yeah.
You know, a bit of a hits and a bit of misses when it comes to it. But I really do think that the movie and the series overall should have had its own unique style, sort of like John Wick has its own style and The Matrix has, you know, bullet time, and you know, Rush Hour is like a comedy action. I think that if it leaned a bit more into the sort of goofy sense of humor that the Has Fallen series has had, then I think that it could have been a bit more unique than the sort of genericness that I've been getting out of this movie.
All right, well, there you go. If you want a generic popcorn action flick, I didn't think the first two were too bad, so, you know, maybe this is just a switch off your brain kind of movie. Otherwise, probably not going to win any Oscars. Kev, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Regular size Kev, our resident movie critic in studio, in attendance, giving us a little bit of a wrap on Angel Has Fallen this week. Not much to be said, I'm afraid, about Angel Has Fallen.